It's DJ Holiday and Ebony, a.k.a. the Averys. Stay tuned.
Dinner with the Averys Season 2, baby. We are back, of course, and we have a special guest. You want me to do my DJ Holiday introduction for like one of the most iconic female rappers in the game, a part of one of the biggest groups to ever come out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hits on top of hits.
The reason why all the girls shook their dreads in the club and turned up and swang their hips and all that other stuff and
rocking their hips.
You know how that goes.
And their what?
Stiletto.
Pumps in the club. Okay. Come on, man.
Okay.
Miss Princess is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, P? I'm here, man. I'm ready to talk some stuff.
Yeah.
And eat.
Yeah.
And talk some more.
That's right.
So just to be real with our audience, you know, we're definitely excited that you're here, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to dig into too much stuff, but we're going to have some fun.
We can dig a little bit.
All right, cool. We can go shade room.
I'm trained.
Okay, cool. Don't be dancing around our questions now. We family.
People don't dance no more. All they do is this.
Anyway.
First and foremost, though, congratulations on your song, well, the group's song, being in the new Knuckles.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yo, that is amazing. When I heard it, every time I see, like, you know, movies and stuff like that, previews, I always think of, like, damn, what song could be dope, like, to be redid and be in the trailer? And Knuckles.
It makes sense.
With Idris Elba playing Knuckles, like...
Knuckles, that's perfect. So, when y'all got the phone call, what happened? How does it happen?
I check my email like I normally do,
really?
And I see Costco, LA Fitness, oh da da da.
I love
and
Costco's, by the way.
It's like, bring my spirit is like money, and I was like, oh, something.
What really happened now?
My spirit said, bing. I clicked on the Bing, and it was like, I saw Nook, and it said urgent. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
And then I looked at it, and it was like, urgent request, timely matter to use Nook if you book in Knuckles trailer. I started crying.
Well, who was it from? Universal Studios?
It was
like
from Sony, Paramount, and one other company.
And they hit you before they hit anybody else.
You know, they got to hit that email, you know, because that email been the same since 02. And then my brother signed the EMI, so of course they hit him.
Yeah.
He gets the big
bucks. Lil J on the track get the check.
He gets 58% of the song. He has to say yes.
Right.
I love J. Shout out to J, man.
How does King feel about it?
I wanted to pick him up from school to be like, baby, we made it. Like, this was my first moment as a we made it moment.
Aww.
It wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
You done did a lot of big shit.
A lot of big stuff.
But with the big
Knuckles
stuff
trailer?
Came with a lot of group arguments.
Okay.
Somebody being late, payment late, trauma, drama. It always had something attached.
Mm. Oh, I get what you're saying.
This was the first time where I could sit in the moment and be like, wow, we made it. And then when my son came home and I was like, okay, I have to tell you something. He's like, what is it? Knuckles wants to use our song. First thing he did, can I see the contract?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
He
King.
Looks
I
at
know
every
right.
piece of paper and he zooms in on the number and be like, .00
Uh-huh. Okay,
so it's good if it has a comma, right? It is great if it has a comma, baby.
That's what I'm talking about,
two
man.
Commas, it is amazing.
So the check is nice.
The check was good. You know, we got to divide it and divide and divide.
Right.
But the streaming, the all of that, the it's one of the
biggest, for sure.
It's one of the biggest trailers that they've presented in years. So they're making history. They did it on the Super Bowl. I'm getting emotional all over again.
Yeah.
They presented it for the Super Bowl. It was one of the Super Bowl commercials. So it's just breaking
records, man. You never know where those type
man.
Of things are going to come from. I love those unexpected checks.
God is good, man. God,
I
mean. Those unexpected ones.
So can
like,
somebody please use bricks? Please.
Gucci?
Somebody please use bricks.
But look, it will come around, and we never in a million years thought, 22 years later, 6 kids from the east side of Atlanta.
That's hard.
Will be man, we going to Japan.
What about that one movie that it was a TV show with Regina?
Oh, Hunk for Jesus.
They did like a little montage to it in the car. That was dope.
Got paid for that too.
I seen that. Yeah, that's was dope. And they had to learn that too.
How does it feel to have like such a timeless song? Like y'all, like you said, 22 years. How does that feel? It's like, I don't think it's ever gonna be a time where we don't want to hear that song.
I played it in guitar.
They was dancing. They listen. They just like us. But like, how does that feel?
It's
because
amazing.
I mean, you forever gonna eat off that song forever.
Yeah, it took a minute, man. Honestly, because we were so young when we started, everybody was coming out with something, so we were really considered like just the young kids. We don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. We the youngest. Then we were one hit wonders, you know what I'm saying? Because the song was so big, it's hard to surpass your first hit, you know what I'm saying? And then you take a break. We came back, we've had reunions and stuff. And so to see it now to where two generations later are singing it, and we have adults, kids, grandparents, people in college, you know, it's amazing. I God is good, man.
So let me ask you this. What would you say about, what would you say to the woman that's trying to come up, or the girl that's trying to come up, or the group that's trying to come up and get the next hit song or song that's going to last as long as y'all? What kind of advice would you give them?
Whew.
Man.
Advice for an artist would be learn your craft, learn the history of your craft, and learn the business. We grew so fast, we didn't have time to Google entertainment lawyers and percentages. And when we signed, we were 17 and 16, and our parents had to sign for us. Half of them were in it. Well, two of the parents were in a club, you know, so everything happened so fast. We were just on go, go, go. We signed away our publishing. We didn't know it.
Damn.
And everybody was like, oh, y'all didn't get a lawyer. Y'all supposed to. When you have a song being played on the radio that's not mixed or mastered, you're fighting against time. You don't have time to tell the world, wait. You just go with the flow.
Right.
Definitely.
So learn as much as you can. When you aren't in the spotlight, that's your artist development time. You do your vocal training.
What do you mean by
training.
That? Elaborate on that more.
Working out. When you're not in a spotlight, that's the most beautiful time, because you're working on your image. You're working on how you sound. You're working on your business partners, your team. You're building your team, your real team that's going to be with you. You're learning how you sound. You're learning breath control, how to record, how to perform. How to network, you know, networking with other people, building shows together.
A lot of people not going to get that, though. They're not going to understand that part. They just, you know, like I said, they get it fast. Y'all got it real fast.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just won't understand how to take their time with it. You know what I'm saying? The business is super important. I mean, I got a lot of contracts thrown at me at the beginning that I was like, oh, shit.
And it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it is.
We were getting 30-page contracts, 50-page contracts.
Yeah.
Whose parents knows the ins and outs where to take
they
you.
They just
you
see can, that advance money and be like, all right, we in there.
Sign it.
We ain't had no advance money. We ain't had no advance money.
Y'all had show money, though.
Holiday. What? We ain't had no advance money.
I mean,
when
look.
We started getting show money, we quit because it was too much.
Everybody get bad deals.
That first deal is always bad.
If you could
for females.
Yes.
Advice for females. Don't compromise yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Don't try to play a role or try to fit into an image. Try to be yourself, and those people who like you for you will gravitate towards you. It might not be as many.
Right.
Or right away. But when you find your village and you sit with those people, they'll grow with you.
Definitely.
That's dope.
You could clear something up for me. It was something in the news a couple of days ago. about the history or how the whole layout of the song was created. And I mean, I was just interested. I think somebody tried to clear it up. You can have your sip of your drink, but I just wanted to know, did Diamond write her verse? Was that, did it happen like that? Or did Scrappy write it? Or, I just wanted to know. Like,
I
you know,
did see that.
I seen that, and I was like, oh, man, on the call sheet, she's coming to the show. So,
why not ask somebody that may know the answer?
I mean, listen, listen, and it was cleared up. I'm assuming it was cleared up. DJ A1, he cleared it up and said that he had to take his statement back and say, oh, no, Diamond did write a verse. Did it happen like that?
That is not how it happened.
Oh, man.
Well, okay.
So what happened? What happened? Did Scrappy write the verse?
Scrappy did not write the verse.
So who wrote the verse?
So
did you write the verse?
Scrappy didn't write the verse.
I did not write the verse.
Your brother wrote the verse.
So
did Diamond write her damn verse?
Here's the thing, and I'm only going to say this one time, and it's only going to be on y'all's platform.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Y'all really want to know?
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
We want to know.
The whole staff.
Y'all sure? Mm-hmm. Santa Claus wrote the verse.
You know what? You know what? Well, we know that A1, Scrappy didn't write it.
Scrappy didn't write the verse. A1 had to retract his
statement.
Diamond
didn't write it.
But Diamond didn't write it?
We are living in the age of the Aquarius.
Santa Claus wrote it.
I am an Aquarius.
Oh, my God.
It's been 22 years, and it's never been said.
Uh-oh. So Santa Claus wrote it.
Lil J wrote Diamond and Princess's verse.
Wow.
Damn.
That
you heard it here
really
first on Dinner with the Avery's.
He wrote both of y'all. And you know, that's so dope for you to admit that.
Yeah, like, because.
And there's nothing wrong with him doing that.
It's nothing. Now, here's the thing. And the only reason why I'm saying this now is because it's been too much out here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's time for everybody to start speaking the truth. Mm. Because the truth will set you free. Our truth is we were 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
When I wanted to be in the group, the boys wouldn't let me. I was a fan of Crime Mob first. Mm. They were already a group, but they were doing it for fun. Okay. And I was like, hey, brother, you got a CD? Who is the producer? What are you doing with your friends? Mm-hmm. Let me get in on this. He didn't want me to. I had to prove myself. I was always a writer.
Yeah.
I'm a writer. I can write scripts. I can write a movie. I can write a poem. It don't matter. But to be in Crime Mob, I had to let my brother lead. Mm. He's the oldest. Right. What he says goes. Right. It's his group.
He made the beat. The wizard.
He made the beat. Yeah. So it was just, all right, well, say this.
Right.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're making it, booking it, ready to buy.
And it worked.
I didn't understand it at the time. Like, why are we shouting out all these terrorists?
Remember you know. Five Heartbeats when the brother was putting the bathroom and stuff? And I
no matter.
Drill.
No, yes. But see,
that's what I'm saying.
That's how it was. I did whatever I had to do to be in the group with them.
Most definitely. Okay.
And it was like, all right, I got to say, that's fine. Nuck If You Buck wasn't our first song. Mm-hmm. We had other songs. So he actually wrote another song, one of our first songs. I wasn't in a group yet. And then I brought Diamond in to offset the boys, and I can have my own little girl group or whatever.
Mm.
So we started like that. We started in Ghetto Misses, and then we matriculated to Crime Mob. There was 1,000 versions of Nuck If You Buck before.
Yeah, it was playing on the radio from what I heard.
Yeah, it was playing on the radio. My mama was in the background cussing. The garage door was going up. Southern Braid had his tags in every 2 seconds of the song. But everything, again, happened so fast. So with Diamond's part, when she got in the group, I was working at McDonald's so that I can buy everything for us. So my brother really sat her down and was on some, hey, say it like this, do this, wordplay. We still have the audio.
Mm-mm. Wow.
That's pretty dope.
But, you know, all in all, it's all about how you perform, how you how it comes off on record. It's a lot of men out there who don't write. It's a lot of females out there that don't write. I write for some males, some of the biggest and some names. Females.
100%.
But ghostwriting is ghostwriting. With us, when it came down to picking the group, we had to go from 30 to 6. Me and my brother put the group together. Wow. When it came down to actual publishing, it was because at the time we didn't know writing splits, publishing splits. I told him, hey, whatever I get, make sure she gets the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's always fair.
Right.
There was never no, let me do one to be above her or try mm-hmm. to stand out. It was always, hey, we're here.
Right. Right.
So 22 years later, there is no reason for anybody to act Beyonce.
Well, there you go.
And I was going to ask.
Go ahead.
And that's the only reason why I'm saying this stuff now, because if I don't, for so long I thought that keeping everybody's secrets and stuff would keep the group together mm-hmm. for the culture mm-hmm. so we can all move forward and get past this level and get to stadiums and festivals.
When y'all all together, y'all make money.
Right, right. It's a business at the end of the day.
But if we're going to keep doing the same circle with the same answers and excuses and lies, we're not going to get anywhere. So I'm going to start talking.
What you say, bud?
So speaking of that, speaking of that, you know, everybody saw the interview that Diamond did, you know, the mm-hmm. Big Ticket interview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
shout out Big Ticket and Jazz.
How do you feel about the interview? Did you kick her out of Crime Mob?
Did you?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't have the power. It makes no sense. I was never jealous. There was never she got to go. I got to be the only one. I put her in the group.
Right, right.
A lot of people say Scrappy
put her in the group. She didn't know Scrappy yet.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay. What's getting the real history of this?
She didn't know Scrappy mm-hmm. yet until Scrappy got on our intro. And okay. we was at our other producer, Dirty Doc Jam. We did Nothing But Anna, and then Scrappy did the intro to Nuck a Few Buck.
Mm-hmm. That was hard.
And, so it was all full circle. But, I saw the interview. No, I didn't kick her out. That whole year and the year before that, she wanted to separate herself from the group. And she always uses Scrappy to separate herself from the group. And he acquiesces every time, just not knowing, okay, let's rock the red carpet together. And that's what happens. For the Dirty Awards, the night before, she let us know she wasn't walking with the group.
How did that make you feel in that moment?
In that moment, I was like, here we go again. Mm. This isn't.
Oh, you was used to it at that time.
Yeah. Dirty Awards is later in the year. You mm-hmm. got Ozone Awards first. You had the BET Hip Hop Awards sure. first. This is 07. Mm-hmm. So Atlanta had a hell of award shows.
Yeah.
She didn't want to walk with the group for any of them. Our second album came out in March. She didn't do promo runs. No South by Southwest. I have to do your parts. I got to rock my hips 1,000 times extra hard because you aren't here. Shit. I got to be Miss 32 Flavors and Princess. That's not fair to me.
Right, right.
So you would think it'd be so easy as much as just to y'all sit in a room together.
She don't want to sit in
a
room.
No. I'm just saying, just for the whole big scheme of it, it's for the money, of course.
We've tried it.
Like and to it think
just
that
doesn't work ever.
It just doesn't.
I've sat her down to say, hey, write it down. Write down everything. If I wore the wrong color one day, if I said shut up and you didn't like it, if write it down. Let's address it one by one. It never happens.
So what do you think, personally, mentally, where does that deeper root, where do you think that issue comes from? It just in being with her from day one, you brought her in the group, you said it. Where does that come from? The not wanting to be maybe a team player, walking on the carpet by herself with somebody. Yes.
It had to start.
Where
Something
did it start?
What
was the day you think
for her
it
to feel that way?
I think, honestly, coming into it, I was just a vehicle to get to a bigger boat.
Okay.
Stay on this boat long enough until you find another boat.
Okay.
Stay on that boat long enough until you find another boat. Stay on that boat long enough. But every time you get off the boat and go to a next one, you are tarnishing everybody's name. Mm. You're deframing everybody's character and spreading lies behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's been years of stuff behind the scenes where we can't do shows because of this or that, or she has to get paid double what we get. Like, it's been a lot.
So was it ever was it ever a thought in you guys' mind, you being the leader, it seems like, are you a Jay, saying, let's replace her with somebody who can do the songs?
I've had those conversations.
It's a lot
with
of
rowdy. Guys.
It's a lot of female rappers. I'm not saying that. Not to
I've
take
had
away
those
Diamond,
conversations
but.
A lot of times. The guys don't want to do it.
Okay. So after all this time, majority though, would rules. You think that it wouldn't be.
I'm not letting nobody alter the bag.
If
man.
Even
sorry.
If she had a problem with me, why haven't you ever taken the guys on the road with you or do a show with them have them in a cameo on all of these reality shows? Why haven't they ever been in the background for anything? They ain't never been on no song with your like.
Man, I'll tell you, back in the day, but they'll replace your ass. Be like, somebody else spinning up there. Look,
New Edition, Temptations, it's what? About the brand. Crime right, Mob is exactly. a million, multi-million
dollar
brand.
That nigga Bobby Brown acting up, that nigga Johnny Gill and that motherfucker like, huh?
You gotta go. Yeah. And nobody is bigger than the group. Right. Nobody.
So y'all don't have like round table. I don't do that.
Who handles y'all bookings? Is everybody separate? Or?
Johnny Cabell.
Holiday, who you call if it ain't Jenny?
Johnny. My if it ain't Johnny. I got the phone with Johnny.
If it's not
Johnny.
Johnny
just took over Sticky's booking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Johnny handled it last year because I quit. Okay. After
Johnny's amazing.
So it was you at first.
Yeah. Well, okay. Johnny initially.
Okay.
And then after the group broke up, 2008 to 2022.
Wow.
Hey, Johnny, get the bag.
2008 to 2022, Princess booked the shows, rented the vehicle, booked the hotels, drove to the venue, picked up the money, drove back.
Yeah.
Dedication.
And still got to split it evenly. While doing two parts, hype man for everybody, sound check, always the only one there.
Wow.
How long am I just supposed to stay quiet and be the bigger person?
I mean, everybody else talking, so why can't you talk?
I might as well talk.
You might stop being quiet about it. Let it go. Let
she
it go.
She was just waiting for the right platform.
I mean, you look.
Or the right time to just speak up about it. Because you get fed up. Only so many people can just keep poking you and poking you.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's been a lot of pokes behind the scenes, man, if y'all knew.
But I feel like ain't nobody trying to burn nobody's house down and nothing like that. So at the end of the day, this all helps out the group and the brand and the bookings.
Sometimes you gotta burn stuff down and rebuild it.
You know, like you said, was it 25 years, you said?
22
years, and y'all still talking about Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck, the song to get played every damn day of the year?
Yeah.
Every damn day.
Every day. That's amazing, man.
So look, what about the female? So what about the female beefs that's going on right now? How you feel about those beefs? Ooh, like some of these, they taking low blows, talking about people's mamas, airing out their business, like some personal stuff is being dished out. How do you feel about that right now?
Who is your favorite rapper in Atlanta?
Ooh, how you go from that to that?
I know, that's so random. Just cut off my question.
No.
My favorite rapper in Atlanta, that's the easier question. Let me see. Right now of all time.
Well, I mean, because a lot of them are beefing at the moment. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Favorite rapper in Atlanta? Probably Future.
No. Okay.
You shouldn't even ask.
Yeah, do it. I think she did it wrong.
Stop cutting me off.
Do the question over.
What do I think about all of the female beefs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Female beefs. Sometimes it's needed.
Do you think they going too far though with some of the low blows that they dishing out?
So.
Or is beef with no
the
limits.
With the mama grave sites and daddy grave site? Hey man, that's why I don't like
Thank God it wasn't no groups back when y'all was popping and still popping, but back when y'all like another group with girls and guys.
No, that's been hard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I like competition. Yeah. I like to see healthy beef, you know. So let me see. Cardi and Nicki. It's been going on so long. I feel and like Nicki. The media well, really did
start
that.
Start that one first. That's the top okay. of the top.
Yeah. That hurt my heart for a minute.
Who you signing with?
Who am I signing with between Cardi and Nicki?
Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
When it comes to the music, Nicki. When Nicki and Cardi was beefing, Nicki.
Shout out to the
When it comes to when I see you, it's on site, Cardi. Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Megan and Nicki.
Ooh.
Sha. How you feel? That's
right.
Your girl.
Like, yeah. How you feel about
like,
it?
I've been
man.
Getting harassed online.
He has definitely been getting harassed by the real.
Oh, man, yeah. Them Barbies don't play.
Listen,
but
he posted a picture with Lotto the other day. You know, he's filming a show
with
her.
Thing.
And the,
no,
the
but listen,
Barbs
this,
went crazy on
see,
him.
This is the thing.
I went forgot crazy. Lotto in...
Yes,
I'm in a weird situation with the
oh,
bar.
But you did. Oh,
yeah, it's just forever. It's gonna be forever that
you
can't there for them. But no,
you
but,
can be
but,
one of the ones that patch it up.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? And I feel like in a certain way I did because me and Lotto got really cool doing that TV show and we talked and she explained to me off the rip. Mm-hmm. Like she knew what it was when we were doing videos and shit on our phones. Like she would, but she made it very clear. Like, bro. I don't got no smoke with her. It is what it is, but at the same time, I ain't backing down from shit. I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah. Right,
but at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't no smoke. We can get it.
I don't even know what they...
We can rap battle or we can motherfucking, you know, whatever. But ain't nobody finna do nothing to nobody mama or no shit like that.
Right.
Shit ain't real. So at the end of the day, it's just really fans beefing with fans type shit. But it's some personal matter that hasn't resolved, and that's pretty much it. But...
But you know, they think you're supposed to stay loyal. Anybody she don't mess with, you can't mess with
them
either.
I took the picture and I posted it. And man, when I tell you, but I didn't think of it like that because at the end of the day, I'm thinking like, yo, Nicki, my sis, yes, I love her to death. She did amazing. We did something amazing together.
Because
ain't no tug and pull. It ain't like she swoop in and gave me $1 million, nothing like that. But we did something together dope. But at the same time, I felt it. And I understand what the fans feel like, too. And they already just be on some wild shit anyway. So I just was like, no, guys. This is a TV show. This is work. I got to do that. And I answered maybe like 3 DMs. But I got like a bunch of them that was like, how dare you?
Man.
Don't you ever come back to the Barbs. I was like, oh, my fucking God.
Them,
for my
them
pitching.
Barbs, man.
But no, shout out to the Barbs, man. They are reckless.
Shout out to all of the women. I like it, though. I like the competition. I wish, you know, the next level of the beef should be the same beat. Stick to the subject matter, you know, and all of them, Lotto, Megan, Nicki, Cardi, all y'all get the same instrumental. Who gonna make the best song?
That's a good idea.
Diamond, Princess, same beat. Who gonna make the best
that's
song?
That's a good idea too, listen.
You know, Left Eye, she challenged her group members before she passed.
Well, Left Eye was...
She was like, I challenge my group members to make the best EP album.
Wow.
I
channel
though.
That energy.
Yeah,
who want to do
it? Keep it creative.
So listen, if they did that, Nicki, Megan, Cardi, same beat, who you think would have the best song?
And Lotto.
Who would have the best song?
I think Lotto will have the first best.
Damn. See that?
Hook and verse.
Just because of, well, I say because she's just right now. She's doing everything right now. Mm-hmm. And she still has that hunger.
Yeah,
and
she still got
to
something
be number
to prove.
One, for sure, for sure.
Second would probably be Nicki.
Okay.
There you go.
Y'all was...
I'm going to give it to her.
Because Nicki is a student of rap.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
She is a rapper. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's been going on.
Are you anticipating Cardi dropping her new song Friday? Or when it comes out? Or new music period?
Cardi, you mentioned the wrong Crime Mob member in that snippet.
Uh-oh.
You did.
Oh,
you said you're going to call Diamond the Nook and Buck. You calling the wrong fighter.
Oh, okay.
So for that, I almost called Nikki and Akbar and was like, let's round up.
Don't do that.
I'm just playing. But just to keep it fair, you know. That would have been cute.
It didn't rhyme.
Third would be.
That's it. You said it.
Third would be Megan and then Cardi.
And Cardi.
But I love them all in their own different ways, and they all were helpful to boost the female hip-hop scene.
Dope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the food is here. And it looks scrum-dilly-umptious.
Scrum-dilly-fucking-umptious. Dang.
And today, not our usual suspect, but we have an amazing chef by the name of
Chef Taj.
Taj Mahal. He has made us a beautiful
day.
I just like to be here.
We got guests today, man.
You
get to show out.
Royalty.
You know what I'm saying? What does Nook of You Buck mean to you? Did you ever listen to that and whip up some bacon?
I graduated 2004.
Oh, nigga, you look like one of them niggas that wore Black Air Force One.
Yeah, let's go.
Long tees and all that.
Come on. Let's go.
Are you one of the real ones? Oh, you a stuffer. Okay. All right. What have you prepared for today, bro?
I just started eating.
Look, you want the bougie name or you want just something?
Nigga, do that bougie shit for Instagram,
that's a
bro.
Chicken roulade. Okay. All right. It's just stuff with sausage, with the chicken sausage. Mm-hmm. It's basic cornbread dressing. So I made some fresh cornbread, chicken sausage.
Hold on. What you say with a cornbread at?
It's stuffed in.
In the middle?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm. You put cornbread in the middle of chicken?
Yeah, like a cornbread dressing.
I thought you said it was chicken sausage.
Yeah, it's chicken sausage, cornbread dressing.
Wow.
Stuffed in there.
That's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. What's and this then, creamy stuff on it?
The bottom, the sauce, are you talking about?
The sauce.
It's just a maple glaze, a little fresh sage. And then we got some creamy orzo pilaf with some fresh spinach.
This is really good.
I try.
I'm about to bite this chicken.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, man.
How long does it take for this to cook?
It took some time, now. So the chicken, it was a chicken breast. Just a regular chicken breast. I pounded it out. I put the stuffing in the middle, rolled it.
I was about to say it's round. Okay.
That's why I was going to ask how you
put
did
it
that.
Put it in a sous vide, which is a nice little water oven.
A sous vide. Okay.
So basically, it basically cooks it, cooks whatever. You can put meat, potatoes, whatever you want to put in there. And it cooks it kind of like right under to where you want it to be. So the chicken, you know, normally supposed to cook chicken at 165 degrees. Mm. Put it in the sous vide for about 150. And it basically keeps it at that temperature without
it overcooking. That nigga fancy.
I've never in my life heard of a sous vide.
I want a sous vide for
Christmas.
Bring
a little bit of sous vide.
The house for about $100.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, she cooks. She really cooks.
Okay. I need a sous vide.
You can get one. I'm telling you. It's going to change your life. What you like to eat? You can put anything in it. That's why I'm asking. You can put anything in it.
Fish, chicken, lamb.
Yeah, all that.
Man, you really cornbread dressing to him.
Some lamb?
Yeah. It's going to
be
the most.
In a sous vide?
Yeah.
So what is it, like a boiling pot?
So you have to get like a food saver, right? You know, you get the plastic. It'll suck all the air out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You season it up, put it in there. Then you put it in. It's called you could call it like a water oven.
Mm-hmm.
It just turns the water around, and it just sits there. So I'm for that chicken.
Holiday is having a party in his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate that.
I'm like, it's these sauces. God damn, and
Tom. Yeah, I just do what I do. That's
and you
it.
Said it's a maple
well,
sauce.
Well, it's the best food I ever had. I'm fucking with
it. It kind of tastes like teriyaki, but it's a maple. Okay, this is really, it's like a party on my tongue.
It's a party in the mouth.
Sous-vide,
just remember that.
Stop it. Right. Your mind is in the gutter.
You're
tongue. So, Chef, what's your favorite dish to cook? Like, if your go-to dish, your favorite one, what is it?
You got a little seafood tender coming paella. On. What you making?
Seafood paella.
Seafood paella.
What the hell is that?
It's a Spanish dish. So, it's rice, some saffron, and a bunch of seafood. You could do mussels, calamari, shrimp. Whatever you want, a little chorizo, Spanish sausage.
We have a single person that works for us.
Uh-oh.
she eats maybe twice
you,
a
do
week.
Do you like seafood paella?
You do? Okay. All right, now.
Ooh, her eyes got wide.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Ooh. When it's made, right?
Right.
When it's made, right? But yeah, that's my go-to.
Well, this is
really
delicious,
dope.
Bro.
This is really good. And I never had it before.
You took your time with this.
Hey, that's what I do. I've been doing this my whole life.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm over here trying to see when I can get me
a sous vide. I'm going to look that up when I leave.
Amazon because... got them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E.
S-O-U.
Oh, like sous, okay.
Yeah, like a sous chef or whatever.
Yeah.
What'd you say to any inspiring chefs out there, man, that's, you know, they seeing you obviously on a dope platform, they're trying to get to their position, but they just cooking in their one-bedroom apartment?
Just focus on what you're doing. If you're passionate about it, let your passion speak for it. I'm living my dream. Right? I wanted to be a chef since I was in sixth grade. I knew I wanted to be a chef.
At home ec?
I didn't even have home ec until like senior year in high school.
I was killing home
ec. You just experimenting at home with different stuff?
Oh, no.
You ain't do that?
I wasn't even able to do that. You know, back
then.
Really?
I was at home making all the
grilling. Yeah, yeah.
You
had to do a little grilled cheese when you at the house. That's about it. But I just like the fact that you could do so much with food, right?
Wow.
Like, you
know,
I was watching little cooking shows. You might watch three or four in a row. They got the same ingredients and have completely different dishes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was just kind of sold on that.
See, our new shit is Costco. Where you get the bulk of your shit from?
Well, I price everything out, so I might go to Restaurant Depot, Costco, okay, Sam's Club. Might
you
go
like
to the farmers
Costco,
market.
Right?
Costco's all right. It's all right.
Do Look that. At you.
Well, my bad. Yeah, Costco. Yeah, love Costco. My favorite spot.
Costco,
but yeah, that's what kind of sold me on it. So I just feel like with me, you know, every time I'm cooking something, doesn't matter what it is, that's a time for me to perfect it. Right.
Nice.
So if you love it. You know, take your time with it.
Man, tell everybody where to follow you on Instagram, big dog.
Instagram, Chef_TajYousefBoyd. Yeah. And my TikTok is just Chef_TajYousefBoyd.
And you do all the brunches and all that other stuff.
I do it all.
Cute
Date
shit.
Nights, yeah. Yeah, so
Date
book.
Nights. Date nights.
Book me now.
Listen.
I do date nights. Yeah, I do
with the
everything.
Presentation and everything. Well, with the candles.
If you hooking up chicken like this, you can come over.
Listen.
She don't eat no seafood.
No, I don't. I don't. Nothing.
Wait.
Nigga, this shit good.
Are you allergic or lamb?
You know, that's the one question I get every time. I'm not allergic. I just have never had anything I like.
Gotcha.
And I've tried so much different
holidays.
Leave it alone. You ain't got to say nothing.
Holiday.
I ain't got to say nothing. She'll
fight. We're going to get you on some lobster tails.
Man,
she
what?
Won't eat it. She won't eat none of that shit.
I've tried to taste all of that stuff, and I've never tasted any of that.
Seafood nachos? Jesus Christ.
No, I love
spicy. With some
spicy.
Shrimp and some lobster and
we're going to have a cook-off or something.
And some mahi-mahi. Come on.
Listen.
Mahi-mahi.
Come on.
Okay, you do cook.
All this nachos now.
Okay.
Come on now.
I know.
Come on. I might not make no paella. I can make some nachos.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Man, that's dope. We might have to get y'all both back for real and have
Listen,
a cook-off.
I'm with you. Let me know
when. That's dope. And next time you come, I want you to make some type of seafood so I can taste it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What?
Right?
Everybody's
Wait,
shocked.
I am
like,
so like.
Why you don't cook eat his seafood?
I'm willing. Wait a minute.
I can't wait for you to come back. You cook me seafood.
Babe, I taste what you give me.
Man,
I just never like it.
Fucking up some shrimp and salmon. You crazy.
You probably undercooked. It's probably still slimy or something.
Wow.
But no, I've tasted, like, we go to Papa Do's, and I've tasted his dishes.
Y'all niggas is disrespecting me right now. Ebony.
The shrimp.
I can't cook.
Oh, man.
No, babe,
the
No, babe, I can cook. No,
you
say that shit with
the
some
stuffed
fish,
shrimp, though. The stuffed shrimp.
There you go.
Crab
cake.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo! Crab cake.
Your crab cake don't taste like Papa
Do's
crab cake.
Professionally. Professionally.
Crab cake like Papa Do's?
Better than Papa Do's.
Don't play with
me. Papa Do's. Papa Do's, all
right. But I'll pay you right now to go make a crab cake.
What a crab at? What you want, jumbo lump?
The one from Papa Do's, nigga.
Wait, hold on. Is theirs breaded?
Yes.
Yeah.
That shit tastes like heaven on a plate.
I made Maryland crab cakes.
All right.
Ain't nothing better than
and
Maryland
crab
cakes.
And crab cakes like $30 a crab
them
cake.
Them
should
be bussing.
Listen.
Or more.
Bussing.
When you get some Maryland, you get some Maryland crab cakes.
We're going to talk, man.
Your life will be changed.
Thank you, Chef Chai. Y'all give a round of applause, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, the food was amazing.
Was, yeah.
Shout out to Chef Chai, man. He did an amazing job. Best shit I done had in a week.
Man, it was really. What you trying to say? Well, I cooked this week.
Nah, you ain't cook like that. But your food busting though. Your food busting. Nah, you did good. I don't know.
I ain't really cook nothing like that.
Yeah,
though,
you made
so,
spaghetti.
Yeah,
don't
that
me.
Don't count, right? Okay, it don't count. It don't count.
It counts.
It
counts.
All right. So speaking of cooking, and you know, if you were like cooking for a person, mm-hmm. you were significant other. I mean, mm-hmm. are you in a relationship?
I am not.
Okay,
I'm with Jesus.
Man, whatever.
So if you were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. What would be your dish you cook for him?
Pussy.
Mind it. Robert.
Eat the meat.
Filet
mignon. It's... when I am in that mode, it's whatever he wants
what
to eat.
What you mean in that mode?
Because it comes in spurts. Relationships come in spurts for me. I can't be career driven and ask you how your day was and 1,000 questions and want my mind just something is gonna fall short.
What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Yeah, that sounds complicated.
Air sign. We don't like to conform or be held down.
Mm. You ever had sex to your song?
Whoa.
What? You are the most random question.
No. That's why I don't think. I don't
your
think.
Your song ain't never came on while you was getting it popped. Ever. You're a liar.
A song has come on Pandora, but I've never been like, let me put myself on my playlist.
I didn't say you played your song.
I'm finna I just think ride that him to me.
No. Bye, man. What else?
No, but I would, you know, you'll have an appetizer. Let's say, what's the last time I cooked for a man? Okay, so this person. Oh.
Uh-oh.
On the next episode.
Uh-oh.
This person had shrimp salad for appetizer.
Okay.
Shrimp salad.
Steak, shrimp, and lobster over.
Damn.
Okay.
Over some Parmesan potatoes.
All right.
And some zucchini.
Okay.
And
I went with my green beans.
Yeah, I do great green beans. I know.
Did he get the draws?
What?
You cooked them three
for
different proteins.
After my massage and foot rub.
Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah, he bad.
Then for dessert.
Could that nigga lobster steak and shrimp?
Princess's finest with her own juices and whipped cream. Beautiful night. Beautiful night.
That's hilarious. So I got some questions.
How you doing?
Relationship questions. And I want y'all to tell me if this is true or false, right? Okay. So every time you date someone, you're not really the person they want to be with. The person they want to be with just didn't get their act together. Is that true or false?
Wait, hold on.
Say it again.
The person so that I want to be with?
Yeah. So when you date somebody, you're really not the person that they wanted to be with. The person they really wanted to be with just didn't get their act together.
I seen that on Instagram.
True or false?
Say it again.
I feel like it's the victim shaming in here or something. Okay, so the girl meets the guy. The guy doesn't really want the girl.
So she moves on to someone else.
Oh, and then she moves on to somebody else. I thought the dude, okay.
I mean, either way, if the dude moves on or the woman moves on, is that the truth? Like, who you're with now is the person you really don't want to be with, but you with that person because the person before that person didn't get their stuff together.
I can answer that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Or you're with that person because that person couldn't get their shit together.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have I been that person?
No, I'm saying is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true to a certain extent.
So what about you, babe? Is that true to you? Do you think that's true?
I think it's true for most males.
Yeah, it's true for most males.
Okay.
I think females will be in a situation more off of survival.
Yeah,
hoes is hoes to survive.
Well, speaking of that, does your body count make you a hoe?
Hell no.
Does your body count you a hoe? No, not necessarily.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That shit.
Do you really?
That's some
because you can
shit.
Have a whole mentality and not really act on it and really, really deep down be a hoe. You just ain't never acted on
it. Listen, whatever. If you dating a girl and she tell you, oh, yeah, I've been with 3-4 niggas, man, multiply that shit times 8 because that half of
that
them niggas.
That is not always
but
true.
But stop playing.
I don't
buddy.
Know about by 8, but.
By 8.
Women.
You at least off by
women
4.
Women don't want to be judged.
Man, y'all would have a drunk night.
Based off of their sexuality.
You shouldn't.
I feel like after a certain amount of years, some of them bodies should get dropped off.
They definitely need to be.
You do.
If it only happened one time, if there right. was no head involved.
What?
And some after 7 years, they got to come off like crap.
What are you talking about,
just
man?
Like your,
they, your body count, yo, some of them got to come off. Yeah, it wasn't worth it. Count. I don't
y'all
remember.
Can't erase a body because if that nigga
I'm
see you
erasing.
In public, he's going to be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. If I see Rocky you hips, in public and it was.
Look, if that pussy was booked, all right, I know.
Ain't nobody ever seen me and said, mm-hmm, iPad. They remember.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
They remember.
Hello?
They remember.
This your big dog now.
They re.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you want to go there? Like, we ain't been in some room.
Call him.
I'm not.
All right, then.
Nigga, I was there.
And you
not
saw
there,
his. Oh, but you saw that. You saw them eyes light up.
I did.
All right.
I
okay.
Did.
You,
I did.
You saw him
turn
into
a whole
other
person. You were
like
this.
You are crazy.
No, when I was done, I was like, hey, what are we going to do now?
Let's go. I'm fucking with you.
So look, if King ever got bold enough and he knew about body count and he asked you yours, would you tell him your body count? Or would you, like you said, some of the men get knocked off after a certain amount of time?
I mean,
or would you not even tell him?
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
First off, I'm like, child, you're a child. Stay in a child's
place.
Stay
in a child's place. Exactly.
She said he's a teenager.
If you know how you got here,
man,
the night me and your father had. Off of Wings and Jack Daniels.
Wings and Jack Daniels?
And we prayed after because I knew that moment I was pregnant. I was like,
She said she knew.
I knew. Yeah. I was like,
did you know
yeah,
you were pregnant?
Pray.
I did not know. Both times. I
mean, I gave
know.
Him permit. He was like, I'm there. And I was like, go ahead. It was.
What the hell did you say?
In the heat of the moment.
He was like, I'm in it. I was like, yeah, dude, go ahead.
He said, go ahead?
You
yeah,
know
man.
In the heat of the moment.
In the heat
like,
of the
moment. Y'all gotta say it in a sexy way.
It was, what? It was, no.
Do it,
let's procreate.
Do it,
let's make a human being right now.
Do it, Papi.
Nah, man. It let's was just,
a,
let, okay.
Let's go have a baby.
Load her up. Let's go. And then he did it for real. And I was like, the fuck? Yeah.
Ebony gets me every time.
Hey, bro, we got to pray right now. In the
she
name
can,
of Jesus, we're going to have a healthy
say,
baby.
Fart for me, baby. It's a rap for me. It's her voice. It's just like mesmerizing.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Because she don't talk like that.
I do not.
Oh, so when it come out, it's out.
Oh, yeah. When it come out, shut the fuck up. Don't say
risk
nothing.
Risky.
And she be like. But
risky bees.
It gotta be a lot of lemon drops.
A lot of lemon drops.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you gotta Woo. Catch me before I fall asleep.
And then she turned into somebody else.
You gotta catch me before I fall asleep.
That animal come out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little
no.
time frame.
See,
got,
and that's the thing.
I got
like,
raped last time.
You gotta. Yeah. Women, we have to own our sexuality. I really feel like I'm finishing a study, a real study. I'm finishing it. To
deep.
Figure out why women have so many ovarian problems. Mm. Uterine problems. I really feel like because we insert
yes.
everything and we already
yes.
hold so much trauma and stuff in our hips and in that area, mm. 9 out of 10, when we have sex, we're not releasing the way we're supposed to. Right. We are clenching and holding in and all of that.
Y'all wear thongs. Y'all be holding that shit.
That don't
that
have nothing,
nothing
to
do with it.
When
all.
You nut,
y'all
you're supposed to release.
I'm assuming. I
we
don't know.
We absorb
pee afterwards, but I still you still don't get.
Yeah, you're not.
Out.
You're not. Like, yeah, you we know? Supposed to be shaking like y'all shake. We supposed.
Yeah, see, y'all want to, you can't.
You yes, we can.
Yes, we definitely
can.
Listen, it, the thing
I could
is,
be condo, I
the
could
foreplay
be
has
right
to
now.
Be like an hour long of eye gazing and intimate conversation and
commando.
Back rubs and stuff. It's not just take your pants off, let me fuck.
Right.
It's a whole thing. We got
to
get warmed up, sensory mechanisms.
Right
everything has to happen.
I don't know.
Oh, you there? You gonna pull?
Y'all be
I
trying to.
I don't know.
Y'all just
do
be
that.
Trying to hit
I
with
ain't
the
never just snatch
with a little hip
shit.
Poke real quick. We supposed to, all right, here you go.
Hey, why
you,
y'all doing
you
this right
with
now?
The, and it like,
I ain't
God,
nigga up here with me.
Here we go. Charlie wants a head. Come on, Charlie.
Give really?
It like it just
well, y'all
put it
want
there.
The same little goddamn.
Come on.
It,
every time a massage.
Listen, be creative.
Some extra being stuck. It wasn't supposed to be.
Be creative. Massage the hair. Let me wash your hair one time.
Not gonna talk about
Let
my go to move. Okay. Fuck you.
That massage, boy.
You want a massage tonight?
You want a massage tonight?
I bought some oil off Amazon. This shit, man, they say it smell like the real spa now.
Look.
I got that shit. I got that music. Shit from motherfucking. Yeah.
Baby. I got the music, but nah, just, you
I
know.
I be hitting it with that and then I make her smell my hands because it smell like the oil. I get it right there. It's that soothing, sleepy shit.
No, it all makes the difference. You know, she has to be into it. We're multi-orgasmic. Mm. After the first one, our body is turning on for more. We're not shutting down. That's when we turn up.
Y'all didn't do like, and men are like,
all right, we
class.
Did our job. All right, yeah, here we go. I put in all 7 minutes.
Why are you sounding like...
Be like, the fuck? What are we doing here?
I got to give me a nigga.
What are we doing? That's why I'm single, because I...
You want too much. You want a lot.
I want more than 7 minutes.
Well, like sometimes all you need is 5.
Like,
is right.
It's etiquette. You cannot
I go long with 7.
Eat man. A vagina right when you just finished rolling the blunt.
Oh, no.
All that tobacco
oh,
and stuff.
No,
like,
absolutely not.
Ain't got that problem.
You, like, oh, these man. Dudes be out here, nails dirty. Mm-hmm. Who you like, come mm-hmm. on. I can't. Who is teaching y'all? So when my son come and ask me those questions, I'ma tell him, you ain't gonna tell him my buddy.
Can we go to fan mail?
You
know? Bullshit.
I'm like, baby, this is how you please a woman. No. I'm teaching him now how to love a woman.
Yes.
And my son
for
too.
Valentine's Day, it was roses everywhere, all in the floor, bathtubs, every bathroom, closet, his
son?
Room. I put them everywhere.
Who cleaned that up?
You did. You did it That's on video.
And it was real roses. Ooh, so they stuck
out. They stained,
after,
too. They,
and they was
them.
They,
Yo,
they
the
made
shit she say.
Prints on the floor.
You gotta got a hotel room and a rich car and shit. Layout shit.
Leave that
she
shit
like,
for the hotel.
Yeah,
the
hotel,
up,
hotel
Robert,
is
like,
cool. Don't do it at home.
Man, at home, my son was like, Mom, was this necessary? I was like, hey, this is how you love yourself. You wake up. You see roses. Celebrate yourself first. So when you get a girlfriend, you will know how to celebrate her.
That is fact.
He was like, you just so extra with everything. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love myself.
That's what it is.
Love yourself.
That's it. We ended with that. Listen.
Boom.
That's it?
No, we got to go to
okay.
Fan mail.
That was dope.
Thank you.
Cool, let's go.
All right. So we have a fan mail question.
Let's get to the fan mail.
Hi, DJ Holiday and Risky. What advice would you give someone like myself who is currently wedding planning? Any tips or pointers?
Save your money.
I was about to say, go to the courthouse. No,
really?
Nah, man.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm just saying. Go ahead.
I feel like when you have a wedding, honest to God, you are really having the wedding for everybody else. You're not having that wedding for yourself. Yes, you got the idea of a dream wedding that you want. But it's really for all of them to sit and watch. I feel like it's a big waste of money. And I'm going to just be 100% honest. It's a big, 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 big waste of money. I say you have a small wedding, intimate wedding with your immediate family, really close friends, and a huge reception for everybody else.
There you go.
That's what I say.
And I say have a small wedding in the beginning and then get through the years of relationship,
yeah.
and then if y'all make it to 5 or 10 years, then yeah. turn up
something big.
So we about to we ain't almost at 10.
What year are we at this year?
8.
Oh, okay.
Don't
okay.
play with me. We're going on 8.
Okay,
but 10 I want to turn up. So, but we did good 5.
But yeah, I mean, I say don't compromise what you want though. If you want something big, if that's your dream,
yeah.
then by all means, if
Celebrate
you can afford
your
it. Do it. You know, if it ain't going to set you back, don't. That's another key pointer. Don't have one of those big old weddings you're going to be paying for years down the line. Like, don't do that.
You ever got proposed to?
Nah.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you want to say something to him out there?
Say something to who?
Whoever almost.
To all of my loves. Because
it ain't up to you. I hope you know that. I know
you're
very
questions.
You,
one.
He done derailed all my questions.
First, with the marriage, and it's a show called Marriage or Mortgage. And the couples go through this thing, and they figure out which one would be more beneficial for them, having a big marriage, a big wedding, or putting that money towards a house. And one couple almost broke up because the guy wanted the marriage and the girl, I mean the wedding, and the girl wanted the house.
Wow.
And she was like, "Babe, we don't need the big dress and this."
So it's
and
a
that.
Wedding or a house.
Yeah. They have that's enough really, they have money set aside.
How much is the house worth?
It was like whatever they were doing their down payment. Yeah, so
that's
like
a really dope
20,000,
way to look at it, though. I say that too. Small wedding, mm-hmm. huge reception, huge dope long honeymoon.
Like, after like a year, we made it the first year.
But the money that you saving on doing a big huge wedding, put that towards your honeymoon.
See, that's the first step of compromising what you were not ready for in a relationship, because the man might want a huge wedding.
Well, that's what I said. You're saying it's you just want what y'all you gotta, want. No, it's something that y'all got to come to together. Y'all got to make that same. Y'all got to be on the same accord when it comes to that. Whether he wants a wedding or you want a wedding, y'all got to somehow compromise and make it work for both of you to where you'll both find a happy medium, right?
Yeah.
But they asked my advice, and my advice would be something small and intimate with like my close family members and friends, mm-hmm. so they won't feel like they left out or missing out. Then for the people that didn't get invited to that, I have a big, huge reception for everybody to party, and then we leaving and we going to a dope honeymoon, like mm-hmm. a dope somewhere out of the country, 7 days if we can, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Spend the money on that, and then we have money left over to put towards our expenses and, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, a house or a new car or something. Because you can spend easily $100,000, $30,000. Like, you, it just depends on your budget and your dreams. But don't go to the courthouse.
People like talking shit anyway.
Go to the courthouse if you want to.
People talk about the flowers versus the flowers cost.
The food cost. The alcohol.
They know
the
that.
Dress cost.
Listen.
Like...
This is your first step in a relationship where y'all gotta make plans together and compromise. So ask him what he wants, and you figure out what you want. Y'all find a happy medium. We'll see you
exactly
next time. Thank
I
you.
Said.
Dinner with the Averys. We love you.
That was
funny.
What
and
the
we
world?
Out.
That's the end of the show.
That is the end of the show.
Thank you so
Instagram.
Much.
Hold on. We
Princess
need that.
Going
I
digital.
I was about to say, thank you so much, Princess, for coming on the show and being so open and real and answering our questions.
Was she open, though?
She was. She answered everything we asked of her. She asked everything, so thank you. I appreciate it. I know you full-time mom, and we got you away from King for a little bit, so thank you so much. Tell everybody where they
can follow
you.
I love y'all. You can hit me on Instagram, Princess Going Digital. My website, theprincessempire.com. New merch will be dropping in 2 weeks. Look out for that Knuckles six-part series with Nook If You Buck on there on the soundtrack. Crunkville, Welcome to Crunkville movie coming out this year. Nook, the documentary coming out this year. Enough is Enough, my book, coming out this year.
Okay. What about a cookbook?
Cookbook is coming.
Okay.
Cookbook is coming. It's going to be different, but it's dope. It's so dope.
And for all the single men out there that want to jump in your DM.
Single man, please don't waste my time.
Why you got to come off like that? Just be welcoming.
Welcome.
And saying, yo, I am a celebrity that's looking for dating.
I am not looking to date.
She says she's not looking.
Yeah, she is, but she's not.
She's focused on her career. And as you see, all those things she just
she
named,
been killing her career for 20 years.
She got no time to date right now.
Now, the groupies, who I do have time for.
The groupies? You hear that?
A good eater from front to back. What? Head to toe. I'm looking for you. Holiday wants me to find you. Come be found.
I'm not looking for no eaters for you.
Come. Come.
All right, man.
Come.
Oh, my God.
Until then, I do like long walks in the park. I love children. My child doesn't like me to date.
So yeah, no random men will be in my house.
But the eaters will.
The eater.
Front to back.
From front to back. I will find you.
Stop it.
And I will use all of your special skills.
Thank you, princess.
And we will have dinner.
Ebony, clap, she gonna cook you.
Will you, are you cooking for the eaters or no? They don't get cooked for.
Depend how they eat.
You're going to get some groceries.
Oh, God.
Groceries on this naturally built body that has never been altered, never went under a knife. Natural juices. Juices and berries.
Speaking of juices, Ebony. No, I just tried
to. Wait, what?
We gone, bye. Like,
well, thank y'all for tuning in. That is the show. Now. Y'all can follow us at Dinner with the Averys. And if you have any questions, any fan mail, anything you want to see on the show, you can email us at asktheaverys@gmail.com or you can send us a DM at Dinner with the Averys. You can follow me at RiskyBusiness23.
Follow me at DJ Holiday.
Princess Going Digital.
And
that is a wrap. Thank you so much, Princess.
See you later.
Love y'all.